Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. And we're continuing with the series What Saith the Scriptures and looking at the Epistle to the Colossians. Colossae was a town in the region of Phrygia in Asia Minor and was a neighbouring town to Laodicea and Hierapolis, mentioned in the closing verses of the Epistle, where two other churches of Christ existed. The church at Colossae in all probability came into being under the ministry of Epaphras, mentioned in verse 7 of chapter 1. But sometime after the founding of the church, it came under the devil's attacks. A false form of teaching began to trouble the church and lessen the effects of the gospel in the believers' lives. Accordingly, Epaphras set off for the city of Rome with the burden of the church in his heart. He sought out the Apostle Paul in his Roman cell and laid before him the whole issue of this other gospel, which was no gospel. Under God, the apostle takes up his pen and writes his corrective for the situation, indicating that the letter is to be read at Hierapolis and at Laodicea as well. The purpose behind the letter of the Colossians, then, is to counteract the false teaching in question and, in turn, to present Christ in all the fullness of his person and work for the souls of his people forever. In the course of his writing, the Lord's Apostle raises to the heights in describing what Christ has done for the church, his body, of which he is head and everlasting Saviour. The particular brand of false teaching that was troubling the church at Colossae was something of a mixture of Greek philosophy and Judaistic legalism. These two forms of falsehood were ever raising themselves in the early church, the hand of the devil, and ever will. In the Greek philosophy that has gathered up all of that pattern of human behaviour on the one hand, that sees the cross of Christ as foolishness in the extreme. In Judaistic legalism, on the other hand, is that self-righteous spirit that sees the cross a stumbling block to the pride of man. It was a strange blend of these that the devil was slipping into men and women's minds and hearts at Colossae. The initiated mind could soar above the mere facts of the cross of Christ. The self-righteous spirit could indulge itself in old legalistic rites yet. Not that the cross and Christ's work on the cross was denied, of course. They were simply complemented. It was another case of Jesus plus. For the philosophical, it was Jesus plus a whole range of angelic beings and mysteries that had to be sought after and entered into. For the self-righteous spirit, it was Jesus plus new moons and Sabbaths and holy days and circumcision made with hands and so forth. On account of the nature of the false teaching, then, the apostle writes as he does is under the Lord. There is nothing greater than Christ or the knowledge of Christ. He is the image of the invisible God. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. It is into his kingdom that the believers in Christ have been translated, and they may rest assured that in him dwells all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The same holds good with regards to those who would endeavour to draw the believers under the yoke of the law for righteousness, that he nailed to the tree, and they are complete in him. Amen, and I trust you found those thoughts of benefit to you. This is another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine, www.wicketgate.co.uk. Thanks for listening.